This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, in for Terry Gross. Violinist Mark Feldman toured with country queen Loretta Lynn in the 1980s before moving to New York. Once he got there, he got involved with jazz and open improvisation and contemporary classical music, with, among many others, the Arcado and Masada string trios, trumpeter Dave Douglas, drummer Billy Hart, and composer Anthony Davis. His major label debut is out, and jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it deserves to be Feldman's big break.
Violinist Mark Feldman wasn't an obvious fit for the ECM label when he began recording for it as a sideman a while back. When I lived in New York 15 years ago, Feldman was easily the funniest presence on the downtown scene. Funny introducing tunes, funny telling stories about playing behind William Shatner and Jimmy Swaggart, funny saying hello. ECM records, meantime, tend to be a bit somber, some old Lester Bowie classics aside. But Mark Feldman isn't just funny. He's also an effortlessly lyrical player with exquisite control over his bow, an all-around terrific violinist who can play it straight. One thing Mark Feldman remembers, which some jazz violinists forget, is to take a breath once in a while. He doesn't just roll on because he can. Feldman wrote all the music on his new CD. Its title is a New Yorker's traditional comeback on hearing someone's from New Jersey. What exit? Romantic as much of the music is, Feldman gets to apply one asset that makes him hilarious. His timing. He builds and releases tension with a great comedian's grasp of beats and escalating momentum, from setup to punchline to topper to second topper. Two members of Mark Feldman's quartet are ECM regulars, English pianist John Taylor and Swedish bassist Anders Jorman. But the violinist's key ally comes from his own circle. He's played with drummer Tom Rainey since the late 80s in groups including the quintet New and Used with Dave Douglas. Rainey's phrasing can be a little loose and unpredictable. His occasional outbursts spill a little gravy on the clean tablecloth. In the end, what exit works because of moments like that? Good Taste is cut with a whiff of anarchy, just enough to open things up. But seriously, Mark Feldman is such a tuneful and versatile violinist who's been making other leaders sound good for years. A classy showcase like this is long overdue.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the debut CD by violinist Mark Feldman, titled What Exit, on the ECM label. This is Fresh Air.